Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now, somehow we get rid of Kenny Pickett and everyone added Chris Olave. So that's a conversation today. Guardians in action. Starting off 4-game set against the Tigers as well. A lot to get to today. We're going to have some fun. Jake Vollmick with the guys here from 7 to 11 on overtime. We got Jax Gregory running the board as well on the 2020s doing work behind the glass. Matt Corrale with us here today. It's going to be an interesting sort of Browns Day, right? We got a lot to get to. We're going to talk to Dan Lobby of Cleveland.com coming up at 8 o'clock. And as well, we'll talk a little Cavs and Eastern Conference Finals last night, in which we didn't get to finish. But the Pacers, yet another crazy comeback. Danny Cunningham going to be joining us at 9:20. Before we get there, and before we talk anything, I had an absolute, just wild fantasy football experience today, okay? Because I'm in dynasty leagues. It has nothing to do with the actual the sport of fantasy football. Don't worry. More about the conversation being had outside of it. I think I entered the most easily angered league in all time. Right? Get ready for I join in. You know, a friend's dynasty draft spot opens up. I take over, let me tell you, a bad team. But, you know, we got to go. We got to make some trades, whatever. So, hey, we're reaching out to a ton of people, trying to basically rehaul our entire roster. But I'm having conversations. And listen, the way that I play fantasy football is if there's not a little trash talk involved, okay? And I'm not talking like go personal and get personal trash talk. I'm saying if we're not trash talking in the world of fantasy football, we're not having fun. Like, that's half the battle for me. That's half the excitement. I'll tell you what, I'm throwing out trade ideas. I'm throwing around to people. Some people hostile, don't like the idea. I'm like, all right, well, you know, maybe pump the brakes, calm down, not too much. But I got a nice message today in which we're in a 24-hour draft. Jax, you tell me if I stepped over the line at any point here, or if somebody might have stepped over the line at me. We're in a 24-hour draft. Somebody had taken 21 hours to make their pick. Like, all right. Okay, it's there as a courtesy. You don't, if you weren't available 3 hours before your pick came up, by the next day, it's like, all right, it's time to get going. Here's where I'm sending my messages of like, oh, you know, good thing. It must really be deliberating this pick 21 hours in. In which they're like, the guy's in Europe, okay? I'm sure fantasy football is the last thing on his mind. You got to open your phone and click a name. I mean, it's not rocket science here. Getting very angered, to which I had trade talks earlier on with the person who was the runner-up, and I made a joke along the lines of like, oh, if you want to be, you know, if you actually want to make a move and contend this year, maybe, you know, you wouldn't like to be the complacent second-place team. I thought, friendly dig, fun trash talk. That guy came out swinging today. Absolutely just throwing haymakers. It's like, if you don't like people taking 24 hours to make a pick, the league's open to leave. And I was like, okay, a little hostile. And then we go a little bit further. Guy finally makes his pick. Crazy. Just needed to shove off the ledge. And in addition to that, it's like, he sends this nice wordy message of like, It starts with, and this is how you know it's going to make you cringe. It starts with word of advice. As if this is something. And it's like, when you come into a league, I wouldn't begin trash talking. Come in, sit down, and shut the bleep up. And I was like, all right, gloves are off. Gloves are off. And I was throwing haymakers. I was letting them fly. Absolutely not. I don't know. Nobody goes out there and talks to me. They just sit down and shut up. I didn't realize that we were playing. Listen, it's a $10 buy-in for this league. I didn't realize I was going to have a little fun in a $10 buy-in league. You would have thought we were putting 10 grand up on the table. Oh, yeah, my bad. My bad for having a little bit of fun. Jackson, I crossed the line. That crossed the line.
No, not at all. That's unbelievable.
And it was the same guy. I think he was genuinely upset. I think it hit him in the heart that he had lost the championship and that I had brought it back up. I mean, I was having a little fun with it. And at that point, the gloves came off. I'm sending Tyrese Halliburton imitating Reggie Miller. And I was like, you in the championship last year. I'm taking double digs at it. And I just started throwing haymakers. Hey, the dude threw something out about the line of like, we don't all have all day to sit and watch fantasy football. It's like, yeah, either do I. I work Monday through Friday. I mean, I'm sitting here talking to you guys for 4 hours. If you think in the break I'm drawing up fantasy football trades, let me tell you, you got my job all wrong. Not doing that during the break. I have other things to do. Just absolutely wild. Completely off the rails. I don't know how we get to a point where I'm not allowed to have friendly trash talk, and all of a sudden I'm in the most important league of all time, but for $10, I got my entertainment's worth today. Because I was cackling. I was laughing. That had to have been the cringiest message I've ever received in my entire life. I don't know. Never have I gotten that hostile over fantasy football. Again, slight jabs, little digs. You know, you might call somebody a moron here and there. I might tell you, it's coming up at 9 o'clock. I might tell somebody in there to get a grip, right? I might throw you, get a grip. Let's come back to reality here. Just off the rails, flying off the rails today. So that's what I have to deal with. I mean, I feel like I'm in a full-on reality TV show, and all I did was join a fantasy football league. But I would like to think not in the wrong. I had some fun. Threw out some fun messages, threw out some trade ideas people didn't like. Okay. My God. Talk about trade ideas people don't like. The Cleveland Browns, like, you got to go and make a move. And I get it, okay? If you look at the wide receiver room right now, in which Jax would be very adamant that we have no clue who the wide receiver, probably two or three, is. Okay, Jax is very hammered in on that fact. But you probably do need to go and get another wide receiver. So when I see the Kenny Pickett thing out there, and I see some of you guys chiming in yesterday, basically throwing out the idea of like, hey, you know, Chris Olave could be going the other way. I'm saying, all right, if they want Kenny Pickett, I think if you're then trying to twist that into, well, hear me out. You send a fifth for Kenny Pickett, maybe toss over Chris Olave, I'll throw you a third. Like, you're probably in over your head and thinking that you can move them both in the same package and the Saints are going to be like, okay, that is fantasy football-esque. I'm like, oh, let's just do a little something extra here, right? Let's try to see if we can beef this trade up. But I wouldn't be surprised if I looked around right now and the Browns aren't exactly quiet in trying to find a wide receiver. But there's obviously stipulations that come with that. You have to go out, and I think if you're the Browns right now, you're not looking for a guy in like a one-year deal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, like, okay, Deontay Johnson, right? You go sign Deontay on a one-year deal. That's basically a throw a dart at the board. If it sticks, great. If not, well, goodbye, Deontay Johnson. Nobody really expected anything anyway. But it would make sense that the Browns are calling around and trying to see what they can get in the wide receiver market. See if anything's out there. And I brought this up yesterday after talking to Ross and talking about this, you know, acquisition of going and getting a wide receiver. Like, okay, you can go and you can shop, but you're probably not obviously shopping any of these big name wide receivers. You're probably not going out and, again, trying to get a one-year deal guy, but yeah, you need a lot of help. And you need somebody in that room that can be a little bit more dependable. And the Browns continuously, over and over again, have found themselves in a spot where, yes, they've been bad at drafting wide receivers, but for the most part, they've been quite the opposite when it comes to actually working trades to get those guys, which is, I think, where a lot of this thought process from Browns fans starts. Okay, we need to go get a wide receiver, and if the Browns have told us anything, they're willing to trade for one and somehow work a deal that looks like a fleece of a trade. Amari Cooper for a fifth-rounder, a sixth-round pick, going and getting Jerry Jeudy then for a fifth-round pick. And, you know, you brought over Jarvis Landry, brought over Odell Beckham Jr., obviously a different regime at that point. But, like, they have consistently, under Jimmy Haslam, found a way to retool the wide receiver group and do it in a way without actually having to go and draft one. So I think that's on the table, because I think that's something they like to do, is find value in different wide receivers that maybe have fallen out of favor in other places or are just sort of on the down low. Right? Like, they had taken a dip of a year. Let's bank on that production coming back up. It's exactly what they did with Jerry Jeudy. Hey, Denver's probably not looking to hold on to this guy that tight. Hasn't had a great start to his career after being drafted in the first round. Let's see if we can flip that. And if last year was the indication, successfully did so. So I think with where you're at, there's specific wide receivers that the Browns would have to be looking to target. Right? And Chris Olave, if I'm not mistaken, does fall sort of into this category. Now, I think that the Saints probably aren't dying to move off of Chris Olave because, let's be realistic, he just missed half of a season with a concussion. He's a pretty darn good player. But you are sitting at a point where you have, okay, 2 years of control if you want to go and up the money and pick up his club option, which is basically going to be paying him $16 million. I would say you'd probably be pretty dumb not to go pick that up because he's going to be demanding, I don't know, about more than that right out of the gate. But at some point, he's going to, you know, live up to the aspiration of that, hopefully. So, yes, Chris Olave falls into the category. So maybe, did I go over the rails? Did I go a step too far by saying there's no chance? Yeah, probably a little bit. I think two different trade talks and the Kenny Pickett conversation, but I think that you can actually get Chris Olave here if the Saints were willing to part with him. But you have to know the type of wide receiver that you're targeting. You're looking for a guy that's probably coming off of a not great situation, not a ton of production, and that you're going to try to get on the low, and it's going to be more of this reclamation project. Or you're looking at a contract situation that just doesn't work out. I think Olave falls in that category. I think there's probably a couple of other guys that fall into that category, but it's not going to be these really pretty names. Like, Olave might be the guy sitting at the top of names that actually does something for you. I'm imagining you're getting a lesser status of a wide receiver. A guy with a little less to him. I'd like to think back to a time where the Browns are going out and looking for a wide receiver, and they make a trade that obviously hindsight's 20-20, but doesn't look that great, and going and getting a guy like Elijah Moore. Okay, production was good 1 year, wasn't great the next year. We think there's something here with this wide receiver and this guy. You know what? Maybe it was a little bit of an overpay. You go and you give a second round pick, but you're trying to get somebody in the room. But it's going to be somebody like that. And I don't know if Browns fans look around and I tell you it's going to be Elijah Moore-esque, that excites anybody. But when it's the opposite of what's happening right now, if it's not David Bell hoping for Deontay Johnson or Michael Woods, I think there's room for something there. And I think if you're the Browns right now, going in with Cedric Tillman is your bona fide sort of wide receiver too, and that's the guy that you're banking on, probably shouldn't have a ton of hope in that. Or at least not a ton of confidence. Maybe you have hope, but not a ton of confidence. I'm not banking on Cedric Tillman being the guy that absolutely turns it around and is the guy that he was for three games at a time last year. Probably not living and banking on that fact, but I think that it helps if you go and get a guy alongside of him. If Cedric Tillman's your wide receiver three, you feel great. So the Browns probably should be in the market, and I'd imagine, based on things that we've heard throughout this offseason and potentially, you know, Chris Olave already having been the Browns contacting the Saints about him, just trying to get a feeler out, that they're not necessarily 100% done in looking around. 216-474-0092. Do you still think that the Browns are in the market for a wide receiver this year as well? If it looks like an Elijah Moore type of deal, are you still interested? Is that a type of wide receiver that you want to go see? You can also get to me on X at VolnickJake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake. So we can do our social media reactions, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot coming up for you guys today. We'll ask something similar to Dan Lobby at Cleveland.com when he joins us at 8 o'clock. Danny Cunningham, Inside Shot Substack, as well as the Locked On Cavs podcast, going to be joining us at 9:20. Station Buzz at 7:40. Get a grip at 9. We'll bring in Matt Corrali later on in the 10 o'clock hour. Another edition of Change Your Mind. But right now, 216-474-0092. Are the Browns still in the market for a wide receiver? And what does that deal look like? If it looks like an Elijah Moore type player, are you still interested? Your calls and more coming up here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick from 7 to 11 on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.